Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert, and on this channel we talk Kanye West. And today we're talking this Dear Donda EP that seems to have popped up on Spotify, and what this means, what this is. So a What's Up Ever user who's in New Zealand, Hunter HLLWS, which Little League World Series, posted an hour ago saying Dear Donda EP on Spotify with these images. So New Zealand is currently on May 9th, which is Mother's Day, right? But in stateside right now, it's 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time, so still not available, but you can see that it's this Dear Donda EP, and below it has Hey Mama, Only One, Never Let Me Down. Here's the rest of the playlist, Roses, Everything I Am. So it's just 5 songs, 23 minutes. It says released on May 9th. Nothing new, right? It's not like there's new music on here that's like, oh my God. It just seems to be possibly a collection geared towards Mother's Day that the label or Spotify themselves, maybe Kanye, but I don't know how like much he's thinking about playlists on Spotify and rushing to craft them and create them. But something that someone put together and is putting on his official page and listed under his name. So there's a link on What's Up Ever that goes right to it. So you can see that there is a page on Spotify for it, but I don't have access for it right now as it's still not the 23rd here, but you can see that the songs exist. You can see More by Kanye West. It has Kanye West right there. And if you click, it takes you straight through to Kanye's like verified page. So this does seem like maybe somebody made it and just attached it to Kanye, and we're seeing it, and there's all this speculation about who did it, and it's just some random person. Otherwise, Kanye, the label, Spotify themselves, just putting it under his branding. But if you check his actual page right now, stateside, you know, Na Na Na, Graduation, Life of Pablo, albums, singles, and EPs, this is listed as an EP, but it's not showing up on here at all at the moment. And you can also go back to what featured, fans also like, appears on. So this isn't listed under any of those. And then the artist playlist, the best of Kanye West and Kanye West, which I don't think Kanye was crafting these either. So if the artist playlists are just made by somebody at Spotify, or they send it to Kanye's team and then Kanye's team okays it and then they get put on the official page, it's using this same photo, right, that these used here. So we'll see. I mean, worst case scenario, it's just something for people that really want to listen to a collection of these 5 songs and not make their own playlist and just want to have that like Dear Donda vibe with Hey Mama, Only One, Never Let Me Down, which Never Let Me Down maybe doesn't fit. I mean, he talks about family, right, on it, but it's not really like a Donda or like mom driven song. And then Roses is definitely family oriented. And then Everything I Am, yeah, kind of. Huh. So I don't know. I guess put it together, but it's not like the most groundbreaking 5 song playlist of all time. I don't know how many people are going to keep coming back to this and listening to this specifically, but I guess more of the conversation point here is this Kanye? Is this Spotify? Should we expect more of these in the future, or should we just ignore these in the future? I mean, we're in a time where people are so desperate for any Kanye news and movements and a sense of action when it comes to music that something like this will probably cause some speculation of like, oh, is something about to happen, when probably not. At this point, my default on is anything going to happen is probably not. But we are creeping up on the time frame for Yeezy Gap and the expectation of when Yeezy Gap should be announced, should be dropped, given the first quarter earning calls that Gap had, where they talked about Yeezy coming out before the second half of the year. So we're month five. So we only have really May, June, and maybe July for information. And there's another earnings call coming Monday, I do believe. So that is the thing to look out for. I might actually just make another video right now about that. So that does it for this. Interesting, but we'll see if there's any more information that comes out when it's officially Monday or Mother's Day stateside. But until then, stay wavy and by all means, keep it loopy.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.